was that less than a week now until you actually get to play some footy? You must be pretty excited.
Yeah, yeah. This last couple of weeks is sometimes the longest of the pre-season because you've all your work done and it's almost go time. So it's looking forward to it.
How different are you guys going to look out there? Obviously, the personnel very different, but in terms of the way you play compared to last year?
Yeah, it's been a whole new game plan. It has been a pretty significant change this year, not just personnel, but Bolts has brought a whole new philosophy on how he thinks the game should be played. And it's really exciting to finally get a chance to put it into practice. You know, there's only so much training he can do. So, I think we'll look a bit different on the field.
How well do you think the guys have... on the same page with the game plan at the moment, or is it just sort of suck it and see?
Yeah, there's been a huge focus on education this year, more than I've ever seen in my time here, and there's a lot of learning. We've got a lot of young guys, but I think the way they've adapted has been it's been pretty quick and pretty effortless, so that probably says more about the coaches than the players.
Is it going to take a little while though to really bed it down in a match sense?
Yeah, well, we haven't played any kind of competitive games yet, so until you actually get out there and try and do it against opposition, it's hard to know what to expect. But certainly from a theoretical standpoint, we understand what needs to happen, and it's been trained really well, so you can't really ask for any more than that at this time of year.
Is it a positive, do you think, or how do you look at it playing Hawthorn first up? Obviously, such a strong team.
Yeah.
I don't know what sort of team they're going to have in, but...
Yeah, well, it is a positive. It's always a positive to play against the best teams. They've been the benchmark for the last few years, and it's going to be a great test for us, on day one to see if we can hold up under pressure. So, yeah, it's a good result for us.
You had your captaincy vote yet?
No, I'd imagine there'd be an announcement very soon. I guess from my point of view, I would like to see Murph run on as captain. I think he's had a tough time over the last few years. He's been much maligned, and the way he's held himself in the last few years is... He's a player I respect incredibly. So I would like to see him get it, but I'd imagine there'll be an announcement very soon.
Has it been hard for him over the summer having it up in the air?
No, not really. There's been too much to do in the pre-season, to be honest. And the speculation around it has been going on much more outside than inside. We've had a lot to think about, a lot to train, and there's been a big focus on leadership right throughout the club, but it hasn't fazed them at all now.
I think it'd be Murph or Bryce Gibbs. Come down to those two, do you reckon?
It could be a few players realistically. There's a lot of leadership density in the club, particularly amongst those senior guys, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Do you have leadership ambitions yourself? Would you like to be in the leadership group?
I'd like to be considered a leader. I think I've been around a little while now and probably one of the more experienced players due to how young we are. But if it happens, it happens. And I'll certainly be looking to lead on field regardless of whether or not it's official.
Has it been a real conscious effort on your part to really step up in that leadership regard, given how young the group is now?
Yeah, well, Balls has come in and he's really trying to drive our leadership density right throughout the kind of playing list. And as I said, because we are so young now, I've kind of been put in a position where... at just shy of 100 games, I'm one of the more experienced players. So, it's a role I've enjoyed. I've tried to grow my leadership on field and off field, and I'll continue to try and do that. Hopefully, I can play a consistent footy and keep going.
Bolts has tried to bring flexibility into the group, guys playing different roles. Obviously, you had a great season last year playing defence, but are you training other roles this year, playing up forward or in the middle more potentially?
Not up forward. I can't sneak up forward, but a couple of little hits on the wing and that, but I'm pretty settled down back, to be honest, and we have plenty of guys who are multi-positional and utility players. We don't necessarily need me playing too many different roles.
Is it important to have a stable defence more than anything, you think?
Yeah, it is. It does help to have players who can roll through different positions, and I do hope to be a guy who can do that. But if you can get a set defence, it probably would help, yeah.
How's Matty Cruiser going? Obviously, strung some games together towards the end of last year, but he's had these continual interrupted pre-seasons. Is he fit and firing at the moment?
Yeah, he has. He's been pretty unlucky over the last few years, but he's probably strung together the strongest pre-season I've seen him do. So far in the practice games we've had or in the little match simulations we've had in training, he's been in the best nick I've seen him in, so hopefully he can... kind of get all of those niggles and have a consistent year.
You're looking forward to seeing just exactly what he is capable of with a full pre-season under his belt?
Yeah, it is. He's an incredible kind of talent for the shape player he is. He's basically an extra midfielder, so he's got a massive tank and aerially he's as good as anyone, so when he gets up and going, it's going to be good for us.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thanks guys.
Cheers.